Shabbos Kirega, Simchat Beis, the Kirega is Yisrael Shaila. When you have a Mila on Shabbos, just Mila, we know Mila is Becha Shabbos, Mila Bezmana. What can the Moel do with the Sakin Shomila, the Zemel, after the Mila? The Zemel, the Sakin Shomila, the knife that he uses to cut, is Muksa, Chas Muks Machas Chsan Kis. We'll explain soon what that means. But basically, the Zemel, the Plish Machin Yisrael, it's made to make a chabur, which is really a malacha. And this malacha is nitzcha on Shabbos, is mutzah on Shabbos, because minu is becha Shabbos. So during the minu of the same way minu is becha Shabbos is becha mutzah. It's not a question of how he holds the mutzah for the minu. But after the minu is finished, the mo wants to put it away. It's an expensive item, the sakan shomila. It's a specialty item. I'm not even sure where you get it from, where you buy it from, but seems to be an expensive specialty item, and he doesn't want to just leave it there and shul wherever the breast is, right on the table. There's children around. He wants to put it away. So how can you move it? It's mukzah.
Shalom, that's why we
push
it off the also.
Tzarek Mekami means you need the place.
Okay, so you want to take, you need the place over there.
But right, but the model puts it down on the table. Yeah, no one needs the place. Then it says Mukhs Machson Kiss, it's not Mukhs Machson Kiss, it's not Mukhs Machson Kiss, it's not
Mukhs Machson Kiss, it's
not
Mukhs Machson
Kiss. Every Klisha Machson Kiss will be Mukhs Machson Kiss.
If you're doing it through the Sakin itself, that would be a problem.
Right. That's even a Klisha Machson Kiss, which is Mukhs Machson Kiss, it's not Mukhs Machson Kiss. But you're not going to move it to the Hoshna of the Gemara. Shulay Yishav, Shulay Yigonei. You're holding it? Is it Ayubiyadai? We're going to get to that. Ayubiyadai is something else. But basically, normally the Moel is not Ayubiyadai. The Moel, after the Mila, he puts it down because he has to do the Priya. He has to take care of the baby. He has to even, there's Man of Gemara, he has to put on a Mishkan, ointment, bandages, Achoishas. He's not holding the. He's not holding the sack and he puts it down. It's not his beel. He puts it down. Then after the business is all over, he wants to put it away. What can he do? Achir smokes up. So the Kenegi answered like this. He said, started off, there's a Gemara in Shabbos.
Even if they put it down?
Yes.
Even if they put it down.
Every meal. If you do a meal, you have to see it all over the food. Yes.
When the business is done, everything got cleaned up.
What do you have in your hand?
But he put it, after the chaticha, he put it down because he wants to do the priya, he wants to bandage the baby, he's doing other things, he only put it down. So Kirik says like this. Kirik says, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Tanya, the Gemara means the bracelet. Mess hamutu b'chama, matalting me say the ki goitinai. A mess is a muks machas gufay. There's many different types of mukses, but one of the mukses is called muks machas gufay. Something which is not a keli and has no tzarech on Shabbos, like a mess, a dead body, a chonson, or a etzim ba'avonim, or moyus, or money. Something which is not a keli and has no purpose on Shabbos, that's muks machas gufay. And the Gemara says, but if a mess is mut b'chama, the mess is in the sun, it's outside and it's not good for the mess, the chashon decompose, it'd be masriach, and you want to move it inside into the shade. So the Gemara says, but Tapton says the kikah v'tinak. You put on top of the mess a kikah, a loaf of bread, or a tinak, or a baby, and the Magen Avraham, in Siman Shenches, says it's really a labdafka kikah v'tinak. It could be anything that you're not going to move on Shabbos. You could put a tabas, a ring on top of the mess, and any keli that you're not going to move, you can move the mess together with that keli. This is a shver, why the most example is the kikai tinek. You think those are maybe...
Why is it clothing? If the mess is wearing clothing, why
isn't
it clothing? They talk about that. So the clothing might be...
Clothing might be clothing.
Right, maybe then the clothing is also muksa. The clothing itself is becomes muksa also. Right, maybe it's bottled to the mess.
But
double
they use the
kikai. The kikai is a little interesting, because the kikai maybe I would think is the last thing you put on top of the mess. A loaf of bread, who's going to eat it after that? And a tinek, a baby on top of the mess. That's the Gemara gives that example, tabas. But the Gemara says it's lav dafka kikah v'tinak. It could be tabas or anything, a ring or anything else. But basically, that's the hefty. You can move it. You put it double. It's mutzvi metalto on top of the mess. Then you're not to move it. The Gemara baita over the dafka from Beis says the Meister. Pamach hashochu diskim le mois b'strati. One time they left outside in the street a sack full of money. Sack full of money. It was right before Shabbos. Then already it was after Shkia. It was already Shabbos. and they wanted to know what to do. The money was outside, it wasn't safe. They came to Yisubi'echanan, what can they do? There's a bag of money that they left outside. Obviously, it's a mokamur, there was an area over there, and it wasn't a question of itzah. The question was, it's muksa. It's muksa machas gufay. The Amalahan, and the one says, Yisubi'echanan told them, Hanichu on the kikoitina kutetanua. The same thing everybody says, by a mess, you put a kikoitina, that's my answer to you for the bag of money also. Put on the bag of money, a kikor or a tinek, and then you can move it together with the kikor tinek. Then the Gemara says that afterwards, the Rashi came along, the Rashi was mischaylik. Rashi said, no, the Rashi said, lo yom kikor tinek el mes bolad. This etza, to move something that's muksa, by putting something mut on top of it, is only for lo yom el mes bolad. It was a special kulma that Chazal umasakin l'kavan hames. But you cannot use this kulma for other muksas. There's no such hetza that anything that's muksa, just put on top of it, double mutta, move it together. That has the no yomu on the mess for that. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like a Rashi. Yerichon obviously holds the set that could be used always. The same has that they said by mess, you could use for money also. But the Rashi is called. The Rashi says, lo yomu ki gatim yigal on the mess for that. So, Poshim Shem the Gemara, and the way not every Shem Muran is that, according to Rashi, this head of a Kikav Tinek is only for specifically for Meskulvad. And Shem, lo yomu ki gatim yigal on the mess for that. You cannot use it for any other muksa. But there's a rush that is a chubasa rush that the base of the submission chest brings down that says the chiddush that this the, even according to Rashi he only came with fuki other muksa machmas issa. If something is muksa machmas issa and a mashal money, that you cannot do a kigatina. But if it's a klisha machting issa, which is more kal than muksa machmas issa, then even a Rashi's moida you could put on the kigatina. You could be mechalpei the kigatina. Why is a klisha machting issa more kal than muksa machmas issa? A klisha machting issa is a mashal a hammer. A hammer is made to do malachas poina, to do a malacha. But klisha machting issa has a kuma that's muksa like you were saying before. It has a kuma that's mutung tzerch gufa and tzerch mekayme. Tzerch gufa means in case you want to use the klisha machting issa for tzerch gufa, if it's a heta, you want to take the hammer to break open nuts, walnuts. That's mutter. But tzerch mekayme means the klisha machting issa is on the table. Let's say somebody else has hammer on the table before Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, the mother comes along, she wants to set the table, look over Shabbos. You want to eat there, the hammer's in the way, you're not going to move it. I need the place. I need this table. I'm allowed to move klisha machting issa. That's a special kula on klisha machting issa. By muksa machas gufa, you don't have that kula. By muksa machas gufa, if somebody left money on the table and you want to set the table, you want to eat by the table, you're not going to move the money. You have to come up with some other etza. But there's no hetta to move muksa machas gufa like money or etza vavanim or mess because you need the place. So we see klisha machting issa is more kal than muksa machas gufa. The main the Rosh wants to say that by klisha machting issa, which is more kal, Rav Ash should be moided as mutta the kikah v'tinek. So even if you have, let's say, your hammer and it's outside and you don't need the place, but you're afraid the hammer will get stolen, you're afraid someone will take it, and you want to move the hammer, it will be mutta to move that klisha machting issa ayde the kikah v'tinek. The Rosh, choose the Rosh, basically it's on the Rosh. And that's the way Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So if you have a Shulchan Aruch, there's some shunches to fei. Shemesh Matirin, he brings the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that you can take the klisha machting issa, if you left something outside, if it's books and machmas gufa, you pass like the Rosh, you pass like a Rashi, that you cannot move it out of Kikah v'tinek. So if you left money outside, it's not a Eitzah. But if you left the hammer outside, something which is a klisha machting issa, which is more kal, which would be mutter and serch gufa mekarmi, that would be mutter out of Kikah v'tinek. This is original shayla from Kirega. The Pesukim talk about this. Again, the Pesukim talk about Muksumach Maskufoy, that Kikah Tinek does not help. And the Pesukim say, and the Rishonim say, the Rosh says that by Kikah Tinek does help. What about Muksumach Sankis? Kirega says Muksumach Sankis is interesting Muksa. It seems to be in between. Muksumach Sankis has the chumrah of Muksumach Sankis that's also Muksumach Sankis. Muksumach Sankis means something that because it's so valuable, you wouldn't do anything else with it. The Moshe face a camera, an expensive camera, you wouldn't use it to open walnuts. You wouldn't use it. That is also even if you have a Sankis, you're not going to move it. Or an example, Sakan Shominga is something which is Muksumach Sankis. Sakan Shominga, nobody uses it to cut anything else. They save it specifically for the Malacha of Mila. So that's Muksumach Sankis. So if the chilk between Muksumach Sankis and Klisha Machdingas is in this, is whether it's Kal and Din, that's Mutasachu from Mekarmei, in that respect, Muksumach Sankis would also be chomer, like most of the time, you would not be able to be metalte the heat between it. But the Kriya says, maybe there's a different reason why we're more makel by Klisha Machtan Issa. Maybe we're more makel by Klisha Machtan Issa that's mutton by the heat between it, because it's a keli. If you're in the Sugis of Muksa, and Hilsa Muksa, we find one of the big criteria is, if it's a keli, it's always more kal. Something that's not a keli is always more chomer. Maybe that's the chalak, because it's a keli. And in that respect, Muksa Machtan Kiss is also a keli. So that's the reason why you could be we're makel by Klisha Machtan Issa to be talking to the Kikavatina. There'll be a hetter for Muksa Machtan Kiss also because it's also a keli. That's the Kriyas Chakira. And maybe that would be an eighth of every mile. Just put like a ring on top of it and move the. And then you can put away Sakas from Mina. Oh. So the Kriyas brings different rayas to this. One ray he wants to bring is from Shtickle Morgan of Rome, and it's a Meshaches of Gotten Aleph. The Machab Paskin, this is actually in Simon Shaches of Lamed Hay. The Machab talks about the din of Grafsha Ray and Abish Meregalayim. The din is, one of the Muxas is Mux Machas Mias. So he says, Mias is Mux. Graf Sharei, and Abish Meregalayim seems to be like a bedpan or a toilet that used to move a keli. When it has Ray in it or Meregalayim in it, it's Mux Machas Mias. Of the Chazal Mekel, and it's called the Din of Graf Sharei, and we use it even for things which are less Mias, any dirt. Chazal Mekel, that if there's anything Graf Sharei in front of you, you're not to move it away from you. Because as far as the person has a Graf Sharei, you're not to move it out of the house. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but once you move it out of the house, they cannot bring it back in. Even though they might need it to use again, but now already the Graf Sharei itself, the king itself is Mias. So it's Dav Mois, so it's Machas Mias. And you don't have the hetter. The whole hetter was because it's in the house and it's bothering you. That chazal will make any graf sharei you can move outside, but you can't bring it back in. But the Shulchan Aruch does say the lashon is again after shemutah lohitzi graf sharei over shemir glaim even shemutah to remove it from the house also not steam. It's also to bring it back in. Elam kain noisim l'sechem mayim unless you put inside of it water. So if you put in water, you can be metalted al yedei the water. L'chayu this is in the pika etinek. Because the mayim is mutzvi metapel. So the Mogen Ram explains, the chayr of the mayim itself becomes mias. Once you put the mayim in the gashere, the Mogen Ram says, obviously you must be talking about that the mayim is roi for behema. It's roi l'shis behema. Not shis adam, but roi l'shis behema, so it's not muksa. So together it's roi together it's roi kikartini. That's the chayr. So the Mogen Ram brings down a kasha from Mari, Mem Hei Reishit Aleph, one of the Achrenim, is the Kasha that what's the Shulchan Aruch saying that if you put in Mayim, it's Mutter to be Metalto? That's the Chayyim, the head of Kikav Atinek. In fact, the Mari, the Gemara says, the Yomu Kikav Atinek and the Mespovad.
Why do what?
The Shulchan Aruch says that Graf Sharei is
Mutter. I thought you have something that's made for it as well,
no? Well, what's made for it?
Anything that's made, a keel is made to hold something. If you put something in there, it's better than some.
I don't know. He calls the kikvatinek. The government calls the hat. This hat is kikvatinek. This mayim, which is not really
well,
shlis behema. Maybe it's made for shlis behema only. Oh. Yeah, why is he putting it in? So so yom bo kikvatinek masulvad. So the vayin is lost from Mogen Avraham. Vayin shem b'shem arvishik shehalom yom bo kikvatinek masulvad. It's not shver. The keli shari, a keli is mutter. These two words, a keli is mutter. So the kivega is medayik, and this Mogen Ram, he's saying this far. Muksmachas mias is also also the tzech gufi mekayme, also the chomer. But the fact that it's a keli gives you the hetta. That's the hetta for kikvatinek. You see the perish in this Mogen Avraham, where the great perish in this Mogen Avraham, that the gedda of kikvatinek is not telling in the chayma of whether it's mutter tzarfi from kamei, it's telling whether it's a keli or not. As a mela, muksmach son kis would be the same thing. What? He brings Arabic ideas and Sifkan Kesvav.
We're gonna get to this.
And, but basically, it seems that's one rise. The Kriyeg is right. But this Mogen Avraham, you see, the Ged is Kehli. But then the Kriyeg brings the right Haket from Malacha and Shushanov to Reish Ayin Test of Gimel. The Machab Paskins, Reish Ayin Test, that Natalzel Neh, Aide Shinoisin, and Lov Lechem, the Shabbos Asa. The Machab talks about how do you move a candle on Shabbos or a lighter. And the mechab itself is being more, maybe you could put in a piece of lechem, a kikotinik, and move the life to either kikotinik. Sometimes, you know, you want to change the tablecloth, women always have that problem. Maybe they did, just put a kikotinik on it, and you can move the whole life to. So it's the mechab, but that's awesome. That doesn't help. And the mock is in Yishayim, it's the Rosh and Ben Yeruchim. So the Kvega says, what's the reason? A life to mechari is a keli. The Teretz is, the reason Chari is because the life that was is called Muksa Machmas Issa. It's a different type of Muksa. Muksa Machmas Issa, anything that's a fire, it's better. Well, we're talking about the fire, yeah. The story of the Muksa. The story of the Muksa is Muksa Machmas Issa. Muksa Machmas Issa. Muksa Machmas Issa. Muksa Machmas Issa. So Muksa Machmas Issa also has the Chayma that it's not Muksa Machmas Issa. You cannot remove it. And you see, even though it's a Kaili, but you don't have to have the Kikavitinik. So, Vice Tyson from Rishayin Tev, you see.
Right, it's over there. It loses its thin Kaili.
Right.
Because
what sets up
the fire?
It's a boss. That's what Meister was saying. Meister, the Mogan Rome held the other way. The Mogan Rome, like we said before.
No one holds a light. No one holds a light. They put themselves in the Kaili. Like, move it. It's a Kaili. Yeah?
So, why can't you move
yourself in the Kaili? Move some up. It's a Kaili. It's a Kaili. Why can't you move to a mukhamir lechem?
Because it's mukhamir.
No. That's because it's a mukhamir. Boss is to a mukhamir lechem.
It's boss is to a mukhamir lechem.
It's a keli. It's not a keli.
Right.
It's a dinner. It's not a keli.
You see, it
doesn't
look anymore. Why can't you move anything?
I don't know the
keli. It's not a keli. It's boss. It's not a keli.
What's the keli of the keli? My keli, it doesn't make a difference. It is a keli, huh?
I understand, but I have...
I think it is, but let's go over it again. Again, the Kivegish Shayla is, again, we find that this is Klaar, is Mavur in the Yishayim, very Klaar, that, again, Muksumach Maskufa is does not have a head of Kivay Tinek, and Klishumach Nisa does have a head of Kivay Tinek. So what's the reason Klishumach Nisa has a head of Kivay Tinek? The Kivegish Shayla says, is it because it has the Kula that Muksumach is from the Karmai? Or is it because it's the Kaili? And that's what it'll be about Muksa Maksuch Sankis. And the male Kirigi wants to be right from there. Neh, Machaira is a case similar to Muksa Sankis, that it's also Sarkuf from a Kaimai, but it's still Kaili, and still we don't have the Kigar Tinik. So you have a Raya that's telling in the din of.
Because the Ish is
Kirigi brought it right from the Mogan Ram the other way. The Mogan Ram said the Ferish the other way. By Graf Sharei, the reason why it's Mutter to bring back inside, Aide Mayim, is because Graf Sharei is Mutter, they keep the Tinik. And over there, it's also us, it's Muksmachas Mis, which is also us, and it's Sechdufi Mechemi. It has been the Kaili. So, what does the Magen Avraham do with this din of Reish Chayim test? So, that's what I'm thinking. The Magen Avraham will do, here doesn't explain that. I'm thinking the Magen Avraham will explain that this whole din of Ner is not a Kaili. Because the Yisrael of the Muks is the Shahevis, the flame. You're looking at it, the flame is connected to a Kaili. But if you look at the Muks itself is maybe not a Kaili. Maybe that's the reason why. For some reason, we can't get held. No, we look at the whole Ner. The Ner right now is in a Kaili. It should have the Kula of a Kaili. If Kaili is a Kula, it should have the Kula of Kaili. Okay, it says, since we don't have the Kula of Kaili, obviously Kaili is not the reason to be Mataki Katinek. You have to have Din, it's Mutta Sashi Mukamek. That's good. But the Mogavah maybe held the other way. But Akapanim, the Kvegas seems to be nicer more to this side. That for some reason, he's more nicer to this right than the Mogan of Ram. That you see from here.
Even after the fire went out?
Yeah, but the Yisrael of the Muksa was the original fire. which was not maybe not Kenny. But the Meister, the Kvega wants to say that would be the Muksa. But the Kvega wants to come up with a Talmudic different heter to move the Sakin Shomim like the Kikavitinik, based on a Shtickle to Sefer Shabbos, one of the early Achrenim the Kvega brings down to Sefer Shabbos. From the Sefer Shabbos, it's a beautiful sefer. More than sefer on Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Erevin. The Sefer Shabbos brings down what we were talking about before. The famous Magen Avraham in Siman Shel Lamed Aleph that says that Muksa, which is already biyada, if for some reason Muksa is already in your hand, either the Issa or the Hetza, once it's in your hand, you're gonna continue moving it till you put it down. What? The Magen Avraham. Even if it was a mistake, I think you had to continue moving it. So the Magen Avraham seems to hold us by his even by Muksa Machson Kiss. But
Don't show me.
Mitchell,
it's not even close by Don't Show Me. It's said, once you picked it up, once you have it now, you have to put whatever you want. That's the Gemara says.
Yeah, the Bargaram says it also. Okay. But they said the Shabbos holds like the Pesukim that Achel and Magen Avraham, and they hold that this head of Edubiyadi is only for Kli Shemach and Issa. So it's not for Omar, but it's not for Muxemach of Son Kis. Muxemach of Son Kis is Mochama. It's not Mutlus of Kufi Mekemri, so that you don't have the head of Edubiyadi. But the Seder Shabbos wants to say as far that Sakin Shomila, even though it's Muxemach of Son Kis, the fact that it has the Dechi on Shabbos, that itself is a Kula. So that itself, even though this is the one Muxemach Son Kis, the Sefer Shabbos says Edubiyadi would be Mutta. Edubiyadi would be Mutta by Sakin Shemina because it has a Kula that it has a Dechia on Shabbos.
So Dechia is only Svacha.
What? Now, this is what he said. This is what he said. Oh,
no, but Mila, the word is not easy.
He wants to say, yeah, he wants to say that. He's a man of Kivega, wants to, it's a sort of stress, it's a pelon, Kivega wants to say, he wants to say the same thing, when they get King of Atinek. Just like the Sefer Shabbos says, that normally we don't use the Hetta of Edubiyadi, for Muxemach Son Kis, but for Sakin Shemin we make an exception and we use the head of Edubiyadi. Time to trigger the same thing, Kikai Tinek. Even if you say Kikai Tinek is not a head of Muxemach Son Kis, but for Sakin Shemin will be an exception, it will be Mutta.
It doesn't go so far to say that Mutta itself
didn't come. No, you're not going to go free there, no.
Why not? It's the same thing.
That for Sakin Shomingo allow the Sefer Mekemei?
Yeah, because
if you're taking the Hetzah of Edubiyadi, you're taking the Hetzah of...
Yeah, you're saying it's like those sheets that hold. They only say it by
Klishu Lach. So you're giving it to Klishu Lach. I didn't see. Sefer Shabbos again only says the Sefer of Edubiyadi, or Edubiyadi. This is Edubiyadi, does not point on a place that does not help for Muxemach Son Kis. Of Sakin Shomingo will treat differently because they have a special Kula and will be Mutzah Edubiyadi. And Kivegi wants to use that for Giga Tinek also.
Only by the
wrist. Only that day.
The whole day.
We'll get to it soon. But that was turning into Kivega Beitza.
You just put it away by the way.
We're going to get to it. It's really what I came to say in a minute. But basically, according to Kivega, I guess you would like put a ring on it, you know, even loop a ring on top of it, and then carry the Zemel Shemino, put it away wherever you want. Then you can even slip off the ring when you're there. And put it away. So this is the Kivega's Tshuva. This is Eitz to the Moil, what to do on Shabbos. So my kashra was, and the biggest pelon of the Kivega is, this whole shaila of what to do with the Yizem Shemingah, Yefter Mingah, is a Ramah. It's a Feirish or Ramah? Mamash Befeirish. Why does the Kivega have a whole shaila over here and he has to be Mechadish, the whole head of Kika Tinek and his whole Shukazayah? The Feirish is a Feirish Ramah. You know where the Ramah is? The Ramah is not in Hilchot Shabbos. The Ramah is in Hilchot Mila. And Hilchot Mila is Simen Reish. This is the lashon. Mutzun the tato he zemel lacha mingos. Mutzun to move the zemel the sakas shemingos after mingos lachniyoy to hide it, to put it away in a safe place. B'chotzam uruv as long as it's an air. Afa gabdin is tzurch lo'ed b'yis Shabbos. Even though you don't need any more that Shabbos, the loy hooks the benish moshes because this sakas shemingos was not hooks the benish moshes. Ma'achad loy tzurch loy b'yis Shabbos. Since you needed it, that Shabbos came near and leave. This is the Ramah's chiddush. Basically, the Ramah is saying that since you knew on Friday night that you can have a mingle the next day, it was never muksa. The fact that you knew that you have to have a mingle the next day, it was not muksa to begin with. So there's no shayla to begin with. There's a mingle. What's the Greg so shayla over here that he needs to have to begin with Fesh Ramah?
Maybe it's being some
of the case
where you didn't know.
Yeah, I was thinking like this. Maybe we have to think about that one second. I was thinking like this. Dennis is on this whole Ramah, I think the Greg Kadaki because this was Makasa. The Greg was going in this Ramah. He obviously knew some, I think the Shem also knew the Shema, and they started with the Shema. The Ramah is Matir. But the problem with this Ramah is the Tazi Chalik. The Tazi is the Kasha, and the Ramah in Yerdeya, in Sifkan Aleph, he says, what kind of Svar is that? Because you know you can have a Mila tomorrow, therefore it's not Muksa Friday night. Friday night you have no Mila. Right now, it should be Muksa. It's not Zman Mila yet. The Mila is not at night, the Mila is the next day. The next day, it's Taka not Muksa because you have a Mila. But Friday night, the Tchina Shabbos, it should be Iskatsoy Ben Shmashas. It should be Muksa. What's the Taz doesn't understand this whole Sefer to begin with. Because you know you're going to have a Mila, therefore it's not Muksa now.
If you need it, you're allowed to take it there, but
we're talking about anything not Nusraf to Mingla. Not Nusraf to Mingla, it is Muksa. There's no such thing as because you know tomorrow there'll be a Dechia that right now it's not Muksa. Right now it is Muksa. That's why it's Chanukah Nerma. But the Taz does bring down that if you look in Beis Yosef, the Ramban, he brings the Ramban that also says the Halacha, this Halacha. That the Zemel Shemingah is not Muksa, but the Ramban doesn't explain the reason why. So So Chayyur, the Ramah was going on that. The Ramah was saying that since you know you'll need it tomorrow, therefore it's not Muksa now. But the Taz doesn't like this far. The Taz says, just because you know tomorrow you'll need it, it's not a reason it should not be Muksa right now. The Taz doesn't like that far. So the Taz brings down for the Mashal didn't far. The Mashal says that the reason why Zemo Shaming is not Muksa is because ain't Muksa on Chafi Shabbat. The call that Chazal only goes to Muksa if it's Muksa the whole Shabbat. If it's part of Shabbat, it won't be Muksa, and you know, and tomorrow there's going to be a Mila, it won't be Muksa, meaning it's not Muksa the whole Shabbat. That's the Mashal data. But the Taz doesn't like that either. The Taz says, this klal, they muksa chasi Shabbos, never works that way. It's never pshat that it's muksa now, and then the middle of Shabbos becomes ois muksa. It's always the other way around. A muksa chasi Shabbos is always that if it wasn't muksa in the beginning of Shabbos, and then it became muksa in the middle of Shabbos, we say a muksa chasi Shabbos, no muksa. So over here, the beginning of Shabbos, it was muksa. You can't say a muksa chasi Shabbos because something is going to be not muksa in the middle of Shabbos. It always has to be not muksa in the beginning of Shabbos, which is interesting in Machlokes, the Taz and the Mashal. Mashal holds a muksa chasi Shabbos is whether if there's no muksa at any point of Shabbos, in the middle, the beginning, any point of Shabbos, already there's no muksa at all. And the Taz says the klal of a muksa chasi Shabbos has to be in the beginning of Shabbos. If the beginning of Shabbos is muksa, it remains muksa.
Why is the beginning of Shabbos muksa?
You can't make a meal Friday night.
Okay, so the din not belied, but it's had Shabbos, he could. The din, you know.
No, it was but right now, you can't make a meal. So, right? So Taz wants to say a different reason why. The Rabban says, there's no books. Taz says, he says, there's a Gemara in Day, the Chidal, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Shoshidram Hatiru Sefer Mishun Chinosan. There's the three things that Chazal will make, or Seifen, I think one of them, I think one of them is Hatzolna. That's the famous Hatzolna. Had to, if someone's going to say someone's wife, he's going to have to be Machal Shabbos, and even afterwards to come back home. And also, someone drives someone to a hospital, place some brick, for someone, he's going to have to come back home. And the reason is, because if we tell him, once you're there, well, now it's not the Goch Nevesh anymore, just stay as you have the Shabbos, no one will want to join Hatzolna. No one will want to get involved. They'll say, let someone else do it. People will be minna and not get involved. So Chazal will mati, Seifim Shishmin Lassan, to make sure people go to Pikuch Nevesh to save people's lives, to make it, to let them come back on Shabbos also. In the main, Dr. Taz, the same thing over here. If you wouldn't allow the Moilim to put away the Sakin, if the Mingla, nobody would want to be a Moil on Shabbos. You come to someone, have a Brisbane Shabbos, you push your course, someone else, let someone else do it. Nobody wants to lose their Izemo. So this is also something Chazal will make, or say from Shin Sinosan.
Who says it?
The Taz.
What?
The Taz is also, the Gemara says Shloisha Devarim, says three things, and doesn't say this thing. Doesn't mention this one. Why does the Gemara mention this one? So the Taz says, the Gemara only mentions things that are Shukah Chiddush. And this is double Pasha. So this seems to be a double pashut. Taz says that the concept of Sefer Mishum Chinosan applies over here, so the Taz is a double pashut. Maybe that's why it's more pashut.
That's the
Rabbanon. Over here we make on the Rabbanon, so that's why it's more pashut maybe, so that's why the Gemara didn't have to say it. He said maybe that's what he means, very good. I was wondering why it's so pashut, Maybe because of the Rabbanon, for sure, if you feel that no one's going to do it.
Right, okay,
that's the Taz there. The Magen Avraham in Erechaim, the Mishnah Gamanav Sifkan Hei, he has the third sheet. The Magen Avraham also mentions the Ramban, that it's Mutta, that after Ming was Mutta to hide the Izamel, he doesn't mention the Ramah. The Smash Mutta, the Magen Avraham is also Chanag and Ramah. The Ramah's reason that since you know there'll be a Ming, and therefore it's not Mutta, he doesn't mention that reason. He also mentions what's Pshat in the Ramban. So the Magen Avraham says his own Pshat. The Magen Avraham says the Pshat in the Ramban, that's Mutta Natsni, means when it's Oide Biyodai. Well, he's still holding it. This has this. And the Tesef Shabbat says the Magen Avraham which he felt it. The Magen Avraham holds the Oide B'Yodai is a Heta even on Muktz Machsan Kis. So, well, Tesef Shabbat also has a Svar why it should be Mutta by Sakin Shemingo. But upon him, the Magen Avraham says that the Heta to hide it that the Ramban needs is because it's Oide B'Yodai. While he's still holding it, he's going to have to hide it.
What do you need that
Heta? That's the Magen Avraham's only Heta. The Magen Avraham came up.
Why didn't you
speak
it out
for Zemushal?
No, but if he's going
to the Shifa, then it's not. Yes, and good. I don't know. So why would the Ramban have to say? Maybe the Ramban was a practical Ramban. This says, Moilim, they can hide it, and he means on a practical basis because they would be able
to. It's not practical. No Moilim is holding it throughout the meal.
Right.
No Moilim is holding it. I don't know if they have the necklace. I don't know if that's called holding it.
But anyway, getting back to Kivega, it was bothering me. If all the Pesachim are talking about the triangle, what does the Kivega have to come over the whole Hatha of Kiga Vatinik? So I think the Kivega is Zichah not going like the Ramah and the Mashal. First of all, you have to understand there's a big difference between the Ramah and the Mashal and the Tav. According to the Ramah and the Mashal, the second Shemin is Bachal not Muksa. The most thing is, for since you know there'll be a mingle, it's bechalna. It wasn't as kachiv in shmash bechalna mukzah. And according to the mashal, since there'll be het of meal in the middle of Shabbos, we still be a mukzah chasi Shabbos. So according to him, it's bechalna mukzah. So after you put it away, you can even take it out and change your mind and put it in a second location. And you change your mind again, move it a third time and fourth time, and all day you can move it. It's bechalna mukzah. According to the Taz, that the whole het is hetiu sefim shmuchin losan. That we're making over here, we let you put and move the muksa because or else no one will want to be a moil on Shabbos. That's only one time. According to Taz, it is muksa. It's only had the one time. So it could be the Kirgis Shang was according to the Taz, according to the Ramah and the Mashal Zichon Oshayla. It's not muksa. According to Taz, it is muksa. Let's say the moil is them, I put it away and I change my mind. I want to move it to a different drawer, a safer place, a different place. And that's the Kirgis Shang, the Kikatinik. But it's more mustabit to me, I think the Kirgis passed like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham did not give any of these eitzes. He didn't say Seifim Shem Tzchim Oslan. He did not say the Ramah's reason. He did not say the Mashal's reason. Because you know it's not Muksa or that ain't Muksa Chazi Shabbos. The Magen Avraham just said, the whole heter here is Oida B'Yoda. As a man, the Magen Avraham's heter is a very impractical heter. Because the Chari, like we said before, most Moilim, right after the Mingah, they put the knife down. They have to do Priya. Priya and the Chari, you need both hands. After the Priya, they have to take care of the baby. They got to put on Mishcha ointment. They have to put on Tachbashis. They have to put on bandages. They're the MC. They're the Master Ceremonies. They're calling out the Kibudim. Right? The Amidah and Brachas. And Brachas, they're busy with that. Maybe it doesn't require their hands. But in the Chari, they put it down. So that's the stam with the moil. If you pass like the Magen Avraham and the whole heter is the other, it's not a practical heter. You have a different heter for me, a different eitzah for me. How I can move these zemel? And that's what the Kivei gave him. This other eitzah that you can do it as a kikatinik with this whole shvakotayv, this whole chakiru, the kiyus chakiru. Does the kikatinik is that a heter on mutz machsan kis, which is something which is also zechut from mekayim? It has that that's from it, but it has the heter of king, and those are the rice. And the Kivei brings together other rice also to it. I'm not going to go through all the rice. These rice from the Gemara, then you have called Kingdom, and then different Gemara Shabbos. These rice, you can see it inside. I asked him a moil, a famous moil. Well, my son, how's the moil in the night? What do they have to do in Shabbos? And he told me just yesterday, yeah, we put it away. Yeah. We take it down, we just put it away. No. I asked, you do Kikaitina? He didn't know what I was talking about. He goes, no, we just put it away. So I understood from him that since the belt is night, like the Ramah or the Mashal, that it's not one of those forests that it's not, that they don't go like the Taz, they don't go like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham for sure not, it's only going to be other. They're not going like maybe they're not going like the Taz, I'm not sure. Maybe they only hide it one time. Maybe they're going to say hard at one time, but then not a second time. I'm not sure about that. I didn't really answer my question. They're not going to have a kivega to go put a ring or kick a pinnacle on it. But in Chaya, the kivega seems to paskin the way we're learning, like the Magen Avraham, that the head is either the other or either kick a tinnacle. Maybe it's kedai to do a kick a tinnacle.
It's not practical.
And the kivega's main shayla.
I'm saying kick a tinnacle, not practical.
Why you put a ring on it, a little ring? Slip a ring on the thing.
Slip a ring is not good because you've been without it before. How
do you
slip a ring onto an
actor's
table?
You can get it on.
And
bring
it
on. Can you think that's a practice thing? Put a tie on it. The necktie, face on it. I want to just bring a shtickle D, maybe not a kiki, that kikotinik is not an eitzah. It's not an eitzah for Sakha Shemina. That's maybe not your thing. From the Taz. The fact that the Taz says that the hetta is the hetiu seven chil rasan, that no one will want to be a moil. If they're not going to move it, if you have an eitzah of kikatinik, why would all the moilim be so afraid to be a moil? They have this eitzah of kikatinik. The fact that the Taz says that they have to be matir, you have to be matir them to move it afterwards, or else no one will want to be a moil. It's a mashma that, well, either be other, nobody wants that. I understand why nobody wants to do either be other, because either be other is not a practical thing. I have to put it down. I can't do either be other. I have no time to put it away. I'm busy with the baby. Right? But if you have an eitzah of kikatinik, why would the Taz have to call this to Tiyu Sefer Mishmach Selassan, that no one would be a Moil? That's a little bit mashma to me, that's not an Eitzel, which would be like the Sadat Kibegia, that the whole Eitzel Kikavatinik is only on the King, which is Mutum Sefer Mishmach, not the thinking, I should go together of that. Okay, so maybe we're speaking about Muksa in a minute. So shaila between, I should have written it down. I saw in the Kovitz, someone says an interesting shaila about, we mentioned before, the din is, the klisha marting is mutung tzachku from a koma. If you need the place, the ham is on the table, and you need the table to eat, you're not in mutung tzach from a koma. So somebody says shaila, which is happens, embarrassing, but it does happen. Person, today's cell phones, they have alarm clocks. A lot of times you set the alarm for a whole week, 6:30 your face to get wake up a whole week, and you forget to turn it off for Shabbos. And Shabbos morning, Shabbos time, it's like a state, the covered Shabbos, to sleep a little bit late, daven a little bit later than usual, and it starts ringing at 6:30, and you can't sleep. Are you not to pick up the phone and move it out of the room? Take it out of the room. It's a klisha machtenista. So this kovitz, this person that wrote the shtickle was clarifying, maybe this would be mutlum with Tzarech Mekoymei. You have to listen to this. It's very interesting, Tzarech Mekoymei. Normally, Tzarech Mekoymei is that the item is occupying a space. This thing is on the table, on the bed I want to sleep on. It's on my, right? Over here, the cell phone is not on the bed. It's I want to sleep on my bed. But the noise is on my bed. So the item is not physically occupying any space, but the noise is occupying my bed. It's occupying my space. Right? So maybe that could also Tzarech Mekoymei? To take the cell phone and pick it up and move it out to a different room because I need that, because it's that close to so if it would be on your bed and you want to lay in your bed, that would be a push Tzarech Mekoymei. But here it's not. The noise of the thing is the noise also called Tzarech Mekoymei.
We had a shot the other night with the fan blowing. It's blowing on you, you've got to turn it away.
Okay, well, why is that muksa? Why is that muksa being muksa? Yeah, but it's not muksa. Why is it being muksa? I don't see why it's muksa. Because it has a tzarech to aim it at whoever wants to use it.
What's the
muksa? Why should it be muksa? It's not actually muksa, is it? You hold it to fire, that's maybe muksa machmas is it. Maybe it's muksa machmas. Maybe it's like a nag because of the electricity going in. But I thought it was a very interesting story that he wanted to say that this is also called Tzarech Mekoymei. The noise is taking up my space. But ever since the whole shayla is only if you hold a cell phone, is only klisha machmanisa. But if the cell phone is muksa machmanisa, kiss, it's an expensive cell phone, and you wouldn't use it for anything else, then you're ready to talk to you about Tzarech Mekoymei.
Use it for a long time.
Okay.
No, there's no
head to make you have another person. It's like it's blowing, a fan blowing on you, moving it away. It's the exact same thing. Blowing on you.
Okay, so Mishabur also talks about this. It's very good, but he talks about the Zemesh Amila in Simen Shini Ralef, the Kod Tesvav. Shin Tesvav is the Kod Tesvav?
No,
I think it was in Shini Ralef. Maybe you're right. I have to look it up. Okay, that's good.